Yo, so it's 11:37 a.m. Set an alarm for 9:30, and this is when I'm waking up. Oh well, I mean, I set an alarm, but I didn't need to get up. I just wanted to get up then. I thought that would be a good time. It seemed reasonable. Not too early, not too late. You tell someone you wake up at 9:30. That doesn't sound too bad. I guess if you're like, have to be at work at 8, you're like, holy shit. I would work an hour and a half, and then you're just like getting out of bed. But that ain't my fault, man. We all choose different paths in this life. I used to have to go to work at that hour. I used to have to go to work at, what time we, I'd be at work at like 7, and I worked in Central Jersey and lived in Astoria, and I drove, so I'd have to leave my house at like 6, and that's how I did that for a little while. I gotta say, not a fan. But that was many years ago. I don't gotta do that no more. Unless I get a job, like writing. Well, I know when I wrote for Howard Stern for a little bit. I probably told you that already. But I don't know how many. You don't listen to every episode. I wrote for Howard Stern for a little bit, and then I had to get up like super early. But it was like because I'm going to Howard Stern, so that's the best thing in the world. So I didn't really feel like, oh, look at the grind of getting up in the morning. It was just like, I never saw Howard. I worked there and I never saw him because I would sit out in the office, write jokes, and have to tell the producer, and then he'd type them in the computer. That was like a trial thing. I was writing jokes from home, and then they had me come and do it. Well, I don't work there anymore. The trial was tried, and that was that. I don't know what. Then they went on like long hiatus for America's Got Talent, because that was still America. He was still on America's Got Talent then. But it was, I saw everybody else except Robin and Howard. But so that was, and I was like in the office there. It was cool. All right, let's look at the fucking news. Enough of my stupid shit. 42% of Americans have less than $10,000 saved and will retire broke. Are you telling me 58% of Americans have 10 grand in the bank? You're all rich? Does that mean 58% of people listening right now, you got $10,000 sitting in the bank? I don't plan on retiring broke. I plan on retiring rich. Well, I don't plan on retiring either. It's not. That's why my mom gets up. She's like, you don't have any savings for retirement. And I said, well, I'm going to get very rich. I'm in show business. And that's the other thing. I'm in show business. It's not like I'm doing construction and won't be able to do it at a certain age. Well, show biz will flush you out if you, but you can keep working. I want to be one of those dudes that just keeps working until they're the expression is you want to die of old age with dates on the books. That's the like Don Rickles. He was a guy. He kept working. Ooh. So, save for your retirement, I guess. Fuck. I don't know how anybody saves any money. I just want to spend that shit. What good is it doing in the bank? Oh, I'm saving for my retirement. Live now, man. I think I have to state legally that I am not an actual financial advisor, and my opinions are useless. So don't listen to me. Tennessee House removes $250,000 dedicated to Memphis in budget as punishment for Confederate statue removal. Okay, so the state of Tennessee, the rest of the state, is really mad at Memphis, the good part of the state, the fun part of the state. I had one of my best days ever in Memphis. I went to probably the best strip club that I've ever been to in my life there. Not that I go to strip clubs anymore, but I went to one there that was unbelievable. And saw amateur boxing, heard great music, ate great food, went to Graceland, had the time. Just me and a buddy of mine, we just drove down there to go to Graceland for the fuck of it, and we had the best time. So I love Memphis, and I like that they took down the Confederate statues, but the rest of the state were like, we're mad at you, Memphis. We're the rest of Tennessee, and we like Confederate statues. They're the best thing in the world. How dare you? We love to go see the statues of the Confederate generals. They really, it's not about slavery, but it's really about slavery. It's not about slavery, but we really wanted slavery. It's not about slavery is the dumbest fucking argument. Oh, and the fact that you care about the statues is silly too. I'm not saying that the fact that someone is bothered by them, the fact that if you're a black person who has to look at this statue of like somebody that was memorializing someone who was fighting for slavery, why you would be like, hey, you mind taking that the fuck down? It's kind of annoying. Be like, oh, but I love it. But I love my statue. Shut up. Well, Memphis will make up that $250,000 in tourism, maybe. I'll go back to Memphis to support them. I wouldn't mind going back to Graceland. That amateur boxing, it was one of the most fun. I mean, these guys, they weren't boxers. They shouldn't have been in a ring. And they were just fighting each other. It was great. They were like wearing jeans and shit. I might remember this slightly different than it actually was, but it was Memphis is a great time. Go to Memphis, everybody. Support them. And they're taking down the Confederate statue. Oh, and of course, pour one out for former First Lady Barbara Bush. Died at 92. You know, I mean, she was a First Lady. She also was the mother to another president who started a war for no reason. He's a war criminal, I think. Isn't that what, wouldn't you consider George W. Bush a war criminal? I mean, it feels like he should be. So, she's the mother of what I believe to be a war criminal. But wife to George H. Walker Bush, who served under Reagan, which also has a problem. But I mean, it wasn't, she didn't do it. She just loved the men that did the terrible things. But people like to act like H.W., the old Bush Senior. They're not junior and senior, but because they did, that would have been easier. It would have been easier if they had just done junior, senior. I would put some partial blame on Barbara Bush for that. But she was nice. She's just a nice lady. She wanted kids to read or whatever. Good for her. Farewell. Everybody has to say nice things about the dead. You can't go... Well, I didn't say anything bad about her. I'm sure she did. She raised those children great. That Jeb seems like a nice guy. I don't agree with him politically, but he seems like a nice guy. I just find W to be the problem. But he was always a you know, he didn't know what he wanted to do till later in life, and then he decided to start a war. Well, I'll do one more story. Starbucks will close 8,000 of its U.S. stores May 29th for racial bias training. Did I say that yesterday? I don't remember. Well, I don't know. Am I allowed to go to Starbucks? I'll not go to Starbucks. I'm cool with it. I haven't been going since this whole thing went down because I don't feel right about it. My only thing is, the only person who recognizes me from television, because I was only on it once, is the barista at my Starbucks. And he's like a fan of mine now. And I like to go in there and get special treatment. Because he thinks I'm like a celebrity. I don't know if he thinks I'm a celebrity, but I'm like kind of a celebrity to him. You know? So I feel like I'm doing wrong by that guy. But I don't want to go to Starbucks if it's if they're being shitty. See what happens after this training. See if people notice. Until then, no Starbucks. The only reason I would even really like Starbucks is because you can order ahead of time and then they have it ready for you. On the app, the mobile ordering is a big deal, but not that big a deal. Dunkin' Donuts has it too. I'll go to Dunkin' Donuts. Fuck it. All right. See you bastards tomorrow. We love you.